Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Mm-hmm. You know what? We got to watch what we're saying like after break, because one thing that Money Metal Chris does is he turns on the mics right when we come back from break. So right when the music hits, the mics are on.
Better be
so
ready. Like,
a lot of times we'll be talking about something and like, oh, dude, the mic was on.
You got to look at that light.
Jason and I were watching Draymond Green throwing his arms at Nas Reed.
Were we on then?
I think so, potentially.
Got to stay frosty when heavy metal Chris is at the helm.
Don't drop
He's
any
a quick
F-bomb.
Trigger.
With the mic. Usually I'm turning the leads mic on first, and then I wait for them to start talking, and that's when I turn on the other guys, just to give you a heads up on how I'm running that.
You just might want to wait just a couple bars.
Yeah.
Is this
I keep the music loud, too. Play the music for like 5 seconds before you turn on the mics.
Is this one of the first times we've done a show without both the guys?
I think so. I can't remember.
This is the first one I've done without either Drab or Valdez.
Yeah. Normally, one will vacation, the other won't.
Right.
This time, they're both gone. Yeah, so
Matt Cahill is on his way to, I don't know if he's left yet, but he's on his way to Hilton Head.
Right.
And
were they hooking up?
They said they might tomorrow afternoon.
Maybe we're hooking up.
Oh, really?
Is Drabby flying or driving?
Oh, I think he's driving.
Driving down?
Yeah.
He's
got the Twinkies with him.
Yep. Right.
He's doing the old 9-hour drive.
I know that bit.
At least 9 hours.
It's at least like, nine.
I was considering,
with 5-year-olds, you're probably stopping three times. It's probably going to be 12.
Easily.
I was considering Hilton Head when we ended up going to Myrtle Beach, but Myrtle Beach was just 2 hours closer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were only going for literally 3 days.
This is what Tom Mooney said. He's listening to us.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Mooney be clutch.
He goes, Mooney says, singing the blues about spending quality time with family and friends when the caps are on. He says, priorities take.
Oh, he's trying to guilt trip you.
I think that's sarcasm.
Yeah. I think it is, too. But that's what he said. But it's a thread. So my wife's on it, my daughter. My wife's going to just be she's going
to
be a hassle.
Why don't you just tell the Moonies to come over to the house? And
they
you
don't
order
drive
some catered
all the way
food.
There's no chance
driving
that's
to DC.
Happening, Richie.
No, I get it.
The Moonies don't want to come out there.
DC's like a
they don't want to sit on the Beltway for 2 hours.
I understand. It's a central like meeting spot. It's
kind of
about close to halfway. It's actually a little closer to the Moonies.
They want to go to the
way closer.
Dumb
to the Moonies.
It is,
closer.
But it's still going to be a pain in the butt.
Say what restaurant it is.
I don't know the name of the restaurant.
I
probably shouldn't.
You shouldn't say it.
All right, let's get into the Junkies Weekend Parlay, see if we can hit one. It's been a while.
I can't remember last time we did one. I'm kind of inspired since Spader, we had him on, and he was 14 to 15, and it was, two outs away from...
He still made $90,000 because he took the hedge.
Himself. But he was 2 outs away from turning a $40 bonus bet into like $146,000, I think.
Yeah.
Which is a nice ROI last time I checked.
All right, who's going to go first?
We don't have the official wheel, but John has a wheel. Oh, that's our wheel?
I've got the wheel of
really
fortune spin. That's all I got.
Yeah.
If we don't have the one we usually do, we've got to make do with what we have.
Bish usually tells us who goes.
By the way, the Rockies got swept yesterday by the Tigers. Yeah. They were outscored 21-3 at home, at Coors, where balls fly to the freaking moon.
They are terrible. Should be fading them every single time.
They are 6-31. Unbelievable.
All right. Can I go first?
Sure.
How about that? All right. I'm just going to take the easy one. I'm going to take, I'm going to take the Nats. They play the Cardinals, right?
Yep.
First.
Cardinals have won 5 straight.
First of a three.
Three of those
series.
Were Pittsburgh.
But we've lost a few. In a row, we lost the second of a doubleheader, right?
They lost to Cleveland. They've lost two in a row, but
at one point they had it 17-19. Now they're 17-21. It's Mitchell Parker versus former Nat Eric Fetty.
Correct.
And I think Fetty's decent, but I think Mitchell Parker's actually better. I'm going to ride James Wood. I'm going to ride K-Bear Ruiz, Lowe, and all those boys. Hopefully Dylan Cruz could get hot again. I don't know what the number is. I think we are favored. We might be like -120.
-116.
Slight favorite.
So yeah. I'll just take the Nats. All right, Nats over the Cardinals.
Yeah, fade the Cardinals.
645 at home.
All right, so we got the Nats.
By the way, the Cardinals are 4-13 away from home.
Oof.
All right, I like my bet.
I like it.
All right.
So hopefully people get to see a Nats curly W, and then they'll see OAR perform post-show. We're going to talk to Mark Roberge today on the show at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Keep forgetting that. The boss is coming in. I keep forgetting boss is coming in.
We got a guest-a-palooza starting at 8:45. Yeah, John Walton, Mark Roberge, Rich Wolf.
You think Voss will want to eat the pie?
I don't know.
I bet he might.
I think I'm gonna have to cut off a little slice of that cherry pie. It just looks too good.
Who's
not
the comedian
to
who would come in and take everything that was? If it
Gilbert Gottfried, yeah. God rest his soul.
Yeah, Gilbert would take the pie.
He would have taken those back to his hotel room.
Yeah, he would.
I'm just getting hammered right now
by your family.
My daughter says typical dad move.
Yeah,
Mooney says he's the worst. Teresa emphasized he's the worst.
Hey, don't.
Yeah, see, I'm just.
You know what? You have to stand strong and resolute. You're part of Caps Nation, Jason. We need you.
They're just now. Tom's wife is emphasized. Oh, no. He's the worst.
Oh, they're doing the old. I get it. The little exclamation point.
Yeah.
I struggle with that.
You know what you're gonna do? You're gonna cave.
It's just a joke. I mean, it's like 6-on-1.
Just extricate yourself from that group chat.
I can't believe Tom Mooney has season tickets to the Caps.
Yeah.
He goes to the games all the time.
Right.
Right on the glass.
So just say, can we just pick
I can't believe he doesn't want to watch
it. Why don't you just say, can we just pick a different
venue? You know what, Tom Mooney? Hey, Tom Mooney, listen to this. You're not a sports fan. You're a fake Caps fan.
You know what he's going
to say? Oh, that
you're
hurts.
A fake Caps. What if he's a fakie.
What if he says, you're not a family man?
I'm definitely a family man. I've been to tons of family dinners with these guys.
Your move is change a venue.
Tom Mooney doesn't like the Caps.
Mooney, not clutch.
Not clutch. Not in this situation.
All right, can someone do their pick?
Why don't you counter with...
I'm going to say that, actually.
What was his line? Can you read me his line again? That you don't care about your family or something like that?
He says...
Priorities.
Singing the blues about spending quality time with family and friends when the Caps are on.
Okay, so say, here's my counter. Quality time. You're welcome to join me at my house where we will order a catered meal and you can hang out even longer.
They don't want to do that.
Right, so it's not about quality time. It's about what he wants to do.
No, but just pick a different venue, the one where the game's on.
All right.
Cakes
is next.
I got the Nats.
I'm taking the Knicks. I just feel like the Knicks at home with a 2-0 series lead, and they're getting 5.5 points with the Celtics coming to Madison Square Garden. I agree that the NBA is better and more interesting when the Knicks are actually good, and they're about to take out Boston. So I've got to take them at home, catching 5.5 points.
I don't know if I love it.
I love this. I love this. This is the best play on the board.
NBA cakes.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you think they're going to come storming back? Yeah, there's a do theory factor here.
I mean, I'm sure I could be wrong. Maybe the Celtics go in and smash them by 25, but I don't see that happening.
Do you know how many open three-pointers they've taken out of the 100?
No,
so the first two games, they've hit 25 out of 100 threes.
Yeah, they've missed 75, right?
48 have been deemed open threes that they've just missed. So, I mean, like in the fourth quarter of the last game, Jason Tatum, wide open three, like
they
nobody within
10.
Like eventually they're going to hit some of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
They might.
Hey, that's his play, right?
That's my play.
All right, he's taking it. We'll suffer through with it.
I have conviction on that pick.
All right, who's next?
All right, I can't name one Florida Panther, but I can't see them going down.
Kachuk.
All right, Kachuk's son. I don't know his first name.
Yeah.
Keith Kachuk's son.
It's not Brady. Is it Matt?
Taylor Kachuk?
Matthew Kachuk, all right. Yeah.
I just don't see Florida going down 3-0.
Bobrovsky?
They're playing at home. They lost both in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're coming back home, and I think they win game three. Now, they're a pretty heavy favorite. All right, they're... 2-1 favorite.
-245.
All right, but I'm taking the Florida Panthers to beat Toronto.
All right,
and that
you're
game,
in.
A game is tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, so the parlay
could be done.
Could be dead by like 10:30.
Yeah. Well, your game's... What time does your game start?
I'll have to check.
I think your game starts at 10 or at 7, correct?
It starts at... It's a Saturday game.
Oh, they don't play
tonight. They don't play until Saturday.
Okay, got you. Tonight is parlay might be done before they tip off.
Yes.
At the Garden.
All right. Pick us in.
Spin the wheel.
There is no spin.
All right, JP,
the wheel, the wheel of fortune wheel. All right, I'm also in the NBA. Now, this is going to be a favorite. Golden State appears to be done without Steph Curry. Remember, before they acquired Jimmy Butler, this was a team that was scraping to get into the playoffs. They ended up becoming the 7 seed, went 7 games with the Houston Rockets. That was all with Steph Curry. He's out.
Is he
out with
for the
hamstring
series for sure?
He's not out for the entire series. He could come back game 6 or 7.
That's what they say.
Yeah, but he's out for at least a week, maybe
it's
a week and a half.
Game 6 or 7 if he
doesn't
come back.
So last night was your first game without Steph Curry. Jonathan Kuminga led the Warriors in scoring. He wasn't even getting minutes in the Lakers series.
Bye bye.
So they are in desperate times. They are getting 4.5 in the game. I'm going to take the Timberwolves winning big, laying 4.5. They won big last night. So I will go with Minnesota laying the 4.5.
All right. Do we have picks from behind the glass? I'm guessing Mike Marr's got a pick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this play here is going to feed my family and pay rent for the next couple months.
Okay.
So Bilal Muhammad is taking Jack Della Maina on for the welterweight championship tomorrow night at the Bell Center in Montreal. If you remember, that's where Ovechkin and the lads took care of business last week.
It's a great arena.
That building. That building stinks.
So loud.
So
great,
give me
great fans.
Even for UFC.
Even for UFC.
It just gets triggered.
I'll never go there.
Give me JDM, Jack Della Maddalena, to win the title plus Ooh. 152 tomorrow night. They call me Plus Money Mike for a reason. Jack is undefeated in the UFC and hasn't lost in 9 years. Bilal Muhammad, the champion, 24-3, hasn't lost since 2019. Now, this fight could go one of two ways. It could either be a barn burner, extremely lit, because JDM has pause, but Bilal Muhammad is a boring wrestler from Dagestan. He's like, you know, the whole Habib camp and everything. So this fight could go one of two ways, but I like Jack to put the dukes on him early,
man,
and maybe get him out of there. But just give me the money line.
You could literally give me 20 cracks to find Dagestan on a map, mm-hmm. and I don't think I could pull it off.
Nope,
that's a tough pull. All right, you're in. He's at plus 152 on the money line.
Heavy Metal Chris, you got a pick? You're welcome to jump in if you want.
Yeah, no, it's just Cakes picked. I was going to go with the Knicks also, which Cakes went with, and I was like,
"Thank
well,
you. You know a winner when you see it."
Yeah, well, I was like, both those games have been very close games. So mm-hmm. with the 5.5 points, it's like even if they don't win, they're probably right. not getting blown out. But since I have to pick something else, I think I'm actually going to go with the Nuggets with the points 5.5 also on them. I just think going to Denver, you bring that elevation in, and sometimes that's just that advantage you need. So.
All right, where does that land us then? If we
that's at
all
right, minus
six picks are in.
All right,
minus
so
110.
Let's see here. So we've got the Knicks plus 5.5. We've got the T-Wolves laying 5. The Panthers on the money line. Nats also on the money line. Some guy named Jack Della Maddalena, never heard of him, at plus 152. And the Nugs, $10 wins us. And this is a low. This is a low payout. $450.
All right, so maybe it'll hit.
$450.
Are you gonna put it in?
I'll put it in right now.
All right,
I'll just keep bleeding my account. every freaking week. That's what I do.
At least he'll put it in this time.
I will put it in this time, and it'll be a big loser, but I'll put it in.
All right, remember, we got John Walton to talk some Caps, Canes. That's coming up at 8:45. Mark Robert, lead singer of OAR at 9. Rich Voss, one of our favorite comedians, joins us in studio at 9:20. But next, we'll open up Evie's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.